Last Saturday, voters in the Regional District of Central Kootenay's electoral area H voted against a new bylaw that would have seen the creation of a new service to allow for regulation of dangerous and aggressive dogs in the Slocan Valley. The intention of the proposed service was to deal with dogs acting aggressively towards or attacking people, other dogs, or livestock. The official results of the referendum were 432 votes against versus 282 votes for the creation of the service, meaning that the bylaw and the proposed service will not be implemented. Area H Director Walter Popoff says this means this particular bylaw is defeated and will not be considered again.
As far as I'm concerned, to me, that issue is dead now. I've done my due diligence and I've done my homework and I've responded to the residents' requests.
Popoff says that at the behest of residents in Area H, he conducted a survey in 2020 regarding the establishment of a dog bylaw. He says only 40% of residents responded, and of those, only 53% were in favor. At that point, he had enough direction to authorize staff to establish a regulatory bylaw required by legislation and then put forward the service establishment bylaw. Popoff says the RDCK could have followed an alternate approval process for the bylaw, but he chose to put it to a referendum.
I wanted my residents to have their say whether they want that bylaw or not. And they have responded, no, we do not want it. I've taken their direction and I'm not going to pursue that any further.
Popoff notes that the lengthy delay from the time of the initial survey in 2020 to the referendum in 2026 may have been part of the reason the proposed bylaw was voted down.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the survey that I did was back in 2020. Then COVID hit, there was a delay. If I probably would have had staff do the referendum within 6 months of the survey, it could have passed, but that's only my prediction.
Another factor may have been the cost of the service, which was budgeted by regional district staff to be up to $109,000 annually, a cost that would have to be borne by property taxpayers in Area H.
Well, cost is always a consideration. When you add another service, it's an additional taxation to the residents that have to pay for that service. That's one of the considerations. And the other consideration is we waited six years after the survey was done. And that might have, people might have changed their minds since then.
So for the moment, people with concerns about dangerous and aggressive dogs in the Slocan Valley will have to maintain status quo in terms of how they address the issue. Popoff says without a bylaw, there's just not much the regional district staff or the RCMP can do.
Well, they can call the RDCK and the answer they're going to get from the RDCK is, we don't have a bylaw established in Area H, so there's not much we can do to help. We don't have an animal control officer in Area H. This is what the service establishment bylaw is, to establish an animal control officer that can go and handle situations like that with RCMP support. It's back to what it was before we took that bylaw to referendum. They can file their complaint with the RCMP. The RCMP, if they have time, will go out there, warn their owner about the dog, but there's really not too much they can do.
For Kootenay Co-op Radio News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jamie Frederick.